My clients want to know if they're buying a home, they need title insurance, and that might cost them thousands of dollars. What are you going to do for them?
Sure. So I tell people that title insurance is the only insurance that protects the past and not the future. When you purchase a title insurance policy, you're purchasing two policies. The first is a lender's policy. It's going to protect the lender's interests. That is always required. You can't wiggle out of that. And the second is your owner's policy to protect your interest in the property, to make sure that you purchase that house free and clear and that it's yours and there's no money owed. When people question why, I tell them you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what is hiding in the past, and it's up to a professional like me to find it before you close on it and correct it.
And to ensure in case there's a fraud somewhere in the thing. As we said before, I always tell my clients, if I sell you this house that we're talking about, will you own it? And the answer is no, because I don't own that house. And so even though it sounds dumb, but if there's a divorce action, if there's
Yep.
a tax
Child
action,
support.
if there's
Yep.
a fraud somewhere in the chain, Erica's job is to identify those incidents. Find them if humanly possible. And even if not, make sure that you're insured so that your investment doesn't go awry. Hi, this is Dave Steinberg, and this is the Mortgages Made Easy podcast. We're joined today by Erica Baldino, who is a wonderful title agent. She's the executive vice president for Kensington Vanguard Title. And besides being a spectacular human being, she is a font of knowledge about all things title. You work in New Jersey, but I understand that you work in multiple other states as well.
Correct. I am sitting right now in our Parsippany, New Jersey location, but we insure nationally and have offices all over the United States. So we are a very large outfit.
And the question that people always ask me is, why do I need title insurance? So Erica, I'm buying a house. Why do I have to spend all that money for title insurance?
Sure. So the first thing I always like to make clear to the consumers is that you're actually getting two policies when you purchase title insurance. You're getting a lender's policy that protects the lender. It protects Summit Funding to be in a first lien position to make sure that they have the ability to foreclose. And then you'll see that there's normally a tinier fee, which is the owner's policy. So that's what protects the consumer. A diligent consumer will sort of comb through the closing disclosure that you give them, and they'll see that it says optional in tiny letters that the owner's policy is optional. The lender's policy.
Let me take a step back.
Sure.
Why in the world would I want to insure the lender?
Sure. So as a title company, you mean, why would I want the lender to have
No, no.
insurance?
I mean, as a consumer,
Oh,
why?
as the consumer. Sure. So it's sort of the same reason why there's some lenders that charge a consumer a bank attorney fee, right? Even though the bank attorney is protecting the bank's interests, the consumer's got to pay for that at closing. The title company is insuring the bank's position, but they make the consumer buy that title insurance as a condition of closing. So there's no way out of it, unfortunately. If the lender requires it, the consumer pays for that coverage.
And practically speaking, you know, I was kibitzing you, but practically speaking, there isn't a lender anywhere who's going to lend on, put a mortgage on a property without being insured. So let's
Not
talk about
purchase mortgage. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So let's talk about what title insurance is. So what is title insurance?
So your lender wants to be insured, right? Because they want to make sure that they're in a first lien position. And what a first lien position does that benefits the lender is they're giving you $1 million for this house. If you stop paying on that, they want the ability to foreclose and take that asset because you're using that asset as collateral. So that's why the lender wants to make sure that they are in a first lien position. And as a condition to give you the loan, as the consumer, unfortunately for the consumer, the lender requires that you pay for it. So you don't have a choice in the matter. You have to insure the lender. And depending, and it's based on rate and it's based on loan amount. So depending on the loan amount, it could be a sizable addition to your closing costs.
So let's get more fundamental and talk about from the consumer's perspective. Erica, why would I want owner's title insurance policy? What is title insurance all about?
Sure. So I tell people it's the only insurance that protects the past and not the future. So as a consumer, you are going to want to know everything that has happened on your property prior to buying it. Are there foreclosures? Are there open mortgages? Is there a child support judgment? And you're going to want somebody to ensure that there's nothing open and that that's the case so that you can hold them accountable. God forbid you do find that there's something that happened. I did a transaction in Bergen County 4 years ago. This is actually a story of Erica's first and only title claim. We try not to make mistakes. We actually did not make mistakes. This was fraud, and this is part of the reason why title insurance exists. But a gentleman called me. He was very, very savvy. He owned millions of dollars worth of commercial real estate. And he said, I'm buying a $700,000 foreclosure for my daughter. Why do I need you? Sell me on title insurance. So exactly what I'm telling you now, you don't know what you don't know. I got the guy to buy title insurance. A year later, he goes to buy a $15 million building. And the lender had a question because on that residence he had just bought with me, there was a $2 million judgment that was attached to that property. So of course he calls me frantically. And very long story short, I don't want to make it so much industry jargon, but prior to the foreclosure that my client bought from, the wife knew that they were being foreclosed on and knew that there was a $2 million judgment that was going to hit that property. So she fraudulently deeded her husband off of the deed. It was still a marital asset, but she was doing it to evade a judgment. That attorney went to the judge and made a case and said it should still stick on that property. Even though that deed was filed, it was an erroneous deed. So we stepped in. What happens in the case of a title claim is the consumer calls the underwriter, they submit a title claim, they are provided lawyers as part of the coverage, and then they investigate whose fault was this. So Kensington Vanguard was found not at fault. But it was still covered to fight to extinguish that lien off the property because of the fraudulent deed. And that's sort of the whole point of title insurance. Yes, it protects mistakes made if the title company is just terrible and doesn't find something. But if there's actual fraud on the property, I might not know that there's an erroneous signature. I might not know. There was attorneys back in the day that used to file their own discharges. They would take a mortgage out for $1 million and then they would put a discharge together and sign it and pretend they paid it off and file it. Then they'd go back to Bank B and do it again. So, we might not know that that's fraud until everything comes out in the wash and that new home buyer wants to be protected of all of that. So.
I always tell people, if I sell you this house, will you own it? And they say, of course I'll own it. And I say, but I don't own the house. And that's really what title insurance does, because I may think I own the house.
Right.
I may have lived in the house for 10 years, but if the IRS has an has is a lien that's they're about to put on the house as we close, I don't own the house anymore. It's the IRS that owns the house. It's the bank that owns the house. It's
Correct.
the guy who the guy who you had a car accident with who owns the house.
Right. And that's what I tell, and that's the meaning of free and clear, right? You want to buy the house without any stipulations. You don't want somebody's great grandchild to pull a deed up and say, knock, 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 granny gave me this house 75 years ago and it's mine and get out. So to protect that, and let's say that is the case. Let's say that granny really did will them the house, but you had title from me that said it was free and clear. That's a title claim. You would sue me. Underwriters would get involved and be like, oh, crap. Yeah. Let's try to pay this grandchild off whatever fair market value is to get him to go away. You don't want to be stuck with $1 million fair market value, ransom to this woman. You want to make sure that somebody else is on the hook for telling you it was yours. So we're really the backbone of the real estate transaction. Unfortunately, there's not a ton of consumer knowledge on it. I mean, most people hear title and they think of car titles, or they think of title deed. You know, you're playing Monopoly. Where's my title deed to the house? You know, but they don't understand the insurance component of what I do.
So you and I know this, but help by let's share this with all
Sure.
these people who are listening to us.
Sure.
You wear multiple hats at a closing, at through a real estate transaction. Can you tell
Sure.
me about some of the things that you do along the way besides
Sure.
just insuring? Because I bet you do like three, four, five things.
I mean, aside from what therapist and all of the other things that come with being in real estate, so for just New Jersey properties, title companies act as both escrow agent and title insurance agent. Our roles change, they're state specific, and actually sometimes they're location specific. Some, you know, South Jersey doesn't really use attorneys, so we're more heavily involved in South Jersey transactions than North Jersey transactions. But just through a Jersey lens, we do both title and escrow. So the title insurance piece is what we just spoke about. It's that insurance, it's making sure that they buy the property free and clear. But the escrow part of it is the money part. So what a title company will do is they will balance with you, the lender. They will make sure all of the figures are in a row, and then they're the ones that take all the money in and then pay everybody that they say they're going to pay. So performing escrow and performing title insurance are actually two separate functions, but both hats a traditional title company in New Jersey will wear.
And then you also are the arbiter when it comes to real estate taxes. You verify that the taxes are paid.
Sure, yes. So part of what is inclusive of our services as escrow, right, is we're going to make sure that all HOA fees are valid and paid for. We're going to make sure that taxes are current. If it's a new construction and we sort of sniff that taxes are going to increase, we kind of call the tax assessor and see if we can get a value for that so that your lender, the escrow account knows and that you're prepared for a tax increase. We collect legal fees, we pay real estate commission. If the lender charges points, we collect the points. So surveys, we order surveys. Surveys is another optional, I say it with air quotes, optional item for buyers to get, but I would never recommend anybody to buy a house without a survey. At the end of the day, that's your meets and bounds. Don't you want to know what your property lines are? Fences are not always accurate. Don't think these guys are looking at plans when they put up fences. The fence could go like this and it could be totally off. So we are also the survey orderer person. So,
And you also coordinate the closing.
and we coordinate the closing. So the day of typically, and again, it's case by case basis. There are a lot of attorneys that still like to run their own table, but there are a lot of attorneys that like to sit back and only kind of be there for questions and let the title insurance person, the notary, kind of run the table and explain the documents. Totally different than New York, right? New York has a bank attorney that sort of does that. The bank attorney runs the bank docs, whereas the title closer just runs the title portion. So again, it varies state by state. And sometimes I tell people, like, I speak every single title language. There's 50 of them in every different state. They're nuanced. Florida is different. South Carolina is different. So our roles really vary.
I bet you have war stories. You started telling us one or two, but I bet you have war stories. What's the best
Yeah.
one you've got?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I think what's sort of in the consumer's purview right now is there's been ads and stuff for like Title Lock or any of like these title systems that, you know, you pay $80 a month for or whatever, and they can make sure that your title is okay. On the surface, personally, most of it is really just a waste of money to you know, make sure that you still own the property. Unless, like, you're in the mafia and you keep looking over your shoulder, right? The normal lay person is really not going to fall victim to this. That being said, where it really comes in handy is if you own a vacant lot. And even if you own the house right next door, if you own a vacant lot, there is so much vacant land fraud out there right now. There was just a sizable title company. I think the claim is like 2.3 million. Where they insured the investor bought the vacant land from the seller, and it was like $500,000. And then he sold it with plans to the end buyer for like $1.5 million, whatever it was, $1.6 million. And it turned out that the person that sold the property was not the actual seller. It was fraud. And it's very easy to fraud people with vacant land because there's no door to knock on. There's no realtor. A realtor might get a WhatsApp text with a random, and I've seen it, by the way. It's a WhatsApp text. Hey, David, I own 123 Main Street. Here's my passport. You know, it's a Norwegian passport in the middle of nowhere, no way to verify. I'll notarize some docs and send it over to you. And the next thing you know, the title company is wiring them a $500,000. And in this case, they were none the wiser until the end user bought for the 1.5, and they went to go start construction. And the neighbor said, came out and was like, "Get off my lawn. That's my side yard. What are you doing? You can't build a house here. There's backhoes. You know, everything's ready to go, materials." And he's like, "Get off my lawn." So that title company unfortunately didn't practice, you know, best practices, which is to make sure when we search, we sort of look at a full map. And if David Steinberg is saying that he is selling a property and it's vacant, and that we see that the next door neighbor is also David Steinberg, well, we're going to reach out, figure out a way to talk to that person face to face, or to make sure that a signature matches up. So yeah, my war story would be this vacant land fraud. So if anybody has vacant land, you might want to consider title lock on that. That might be a smart decision. Yeah, fraudulent deed transfer, unfortunately, is not that it's on the rise. It's always been there. So you could Google it. There was actually a gentleman that deeded the Empire State Building to himself. I don't know if you know that one. He sort of wanted to be like the white knight do-gooder that wanted to prove to the county that they just record anything. And sadly, it's true. You can, and this is nothing against our counties. Don't hold me liable for this, but like the county sort of, they just rubber stamp. A deed comes in and they rubber stamp. They don't really look at it. They don't really try to tell a story. If that deed is submitted, it stamps, it goes on record. And this guy wanted to prove just that. So he put a dollar deed on record, you know, for a $2 billion skyscraper from some crazy investment group. And then he put it to himself individually. So it would be like, you know, skyscraper development to Erica Baldino for $1. Totally not plausible. There's no way that the Empire State Building is going to trade to me for a dollar. But he put it on
Minimum
record.
of five.
Minimum of $5.
Minimum
Yeah.
of
And
five.
that would be a good deal. That would be a good deal. And the county recorded it. And after the county recorded it, he sort of went in there, you know, marching in there, like, "See, you guys record everything. You guys need to pay better attention." And they put him in jail for fraud. They locked him up for a night. There's an article about it. They locked him up and they were like, "You shouldn't have done that. You knowingly committed fraud." And he did, but he was doing it to prove a point where the county is not sort of the guard in this transaction. Title is the guard in that transaction.
So tell me about Eric. What are your passions?
So I tell everyone that I identify as a 90-year-old man. I love to play golf and smoke cigars. I'm a huge fan of wine. So I'm a big wine and cheese person. I actually have a couple rows of grapes in the Catskills that I tend to. I'll be tending to them this weekend. So yeah, I'm a big wino. And yeah, that's me.
And you just bought a place in the Catskills, right?
Yes. So I have 14 acres. So the vineyard's sort of in with that property. So it's 14 acres in the Catskills. It's a 200 person barn that you can Airbnb for weddings and stuff. And it's got four rows of Concord grapes that are lush and beautiful, and maybe someday I'll make wine. So I do like my peace and quiet. My backyard sort of looks like your logo, actually. So you see those three mountains, that's sort of the backyard of my house in the Catskills.
That's great. That's
Yeah. So
great.
that's about me.
So what else do we need to know about title insurance that we haven't yet discussed?
So I think it's interesting because consumers are starting to Google this and see this, that Fannie and Freddie are not requiring title insurance anymore. They are hoping to help consumers save on their bottom line, which is part of the push.
And that's for refinances. Let's just be
So Yes, that's for refinances. So I haven't seen it roll out on the purchase yet, but yes, for refinances. And so my opinion on that would be, again, with you don't know what you don't know. When you refinance, you are paying off old debt, right? So whoever that escrow company is in charge of paying off this old debt and sending what's called a discharge in, and putting that new loan. The reason Fannie and Freddie are of this opinion is because they're like, well, we know that we're in a first lien position because we were in a first lien position before, and now we're refinancing and we must be in a first lien position if we've paid off this debt. The problem becomes, and as you well know, because you've seen it in practice, if it's not discharged properly, if a discharge is not filed, God forbid a title company forgets to send in the payoff. I mean, I know that that's crazy, but there's crazier things. In 08, there were title companies left and right waiting for the last day of the month when they had a ton of closings. Instead of paying all of the things they were told to pay off, they sent the money to the Grand Cayman. They filed bankruptcy. They fled the country. I mean, I know that sounds insane, but like, not everybody is above board. So you still need to pay off a loan and put a new loan on record. So it's of my opinion that these attorney opinion letters are useless because there's nobody to hold accountable. You can't hold accountable the attorney. There's no insurance. There's no promise they're giving you. They're just saying, yeah, it's my opinion that like maybe Summit Funding was in a first lien position and they're refinancing again with Summit Funding. You guys are good, proceed. But God forbid, whoever that middleman is makes a mistake, doesn't pay off, doesn't discharge properly. Now, when the consumer goes to sell, they're in a pickle. They're like, why is there two mortgages open? So, I don't love that. We're only seeing it in about 10% of loans, but our parent, so we're the American Land Title Association, they are lobbying against this because obviously it's in their interest to do so. So, yeah, that's like
Well,
the
thank you
title
so
news.
much.
Yes, you're very
Thank you so
welcome.
much. So this has been the Mortgages Made Easy podcast. I'm Dave Steinberg, and we've been joined by Erica Baldino, Executive Vice President of Kensington Title. And this has been a pleasure so much. And we will put your information down below, and that we, so people who have questions or we'll be able to get reach out to you. And my favorite New Jersey title person. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.